Genesis chapter 39, Potiphar's wife. Potiphar left Joseph in charge of his household and had little to do with the running of his own estate. He served Pharaoh. He ate and drank and left all the work at home to Joseph. Now Joseph was a very handsome man. He was tall and strong, and Potiphar's wife had been eyeing him for some time. She would stare at him or deliberately brush past him in the hallway. But Joseph took no notice. He carried on with his work. One hot day, while she was standing in the doorway to her bedroom, as Joseph passed by, she said,
"Joseph, you're always so busy. Too busy. You need a rest."
Joseph looked away from her.
"Joseph, I'm talking to you."
"My mistress should not speak to me."
"You're a fine, intelligent man,"
she said.
"Surely you realize that my husband doesn't care what happens here. He's left everything up to you."
"No, not everything,"
said Joseph.
"Come on,"
she laughed.
"Do I have to command you as my slave? Come into my bedroom and lie with me."
"No,"
said Joseph. She was shocked by his tone. He had never spoken so strongly.
"Never,"
he said.
"My master Potiphar has entrusted me with everything except you, his wife. How can I betray him and do such a terrible thing? It would be a sin against God."
From that moment on, Potiphar's wife would not leave Joseph alone. She tried day after day to tempt him. But although she used all her charm and every persuasion, Joseph refused. He would not even be alone in the house with her. One day, Joseph went into the house, not realizing that all the other servants had left. Potiphar's wife saw him. She crept out of the shadows and grabbed his cloak.
"Joseph, come sleep with me."
Joseph ran away. He left his cloak in her hand and fled out of the house and out into the field. Potiphar's wife was angry and a little embarrassed that she had been rejected and put to shame by a slave. And so she called all the other servants together and said,
"This Hebrew slave has been making a fool of us. You see? Look at this. He was in my bedroom."
The servants could hardly believe it.
"Joseph was here. I screamed for help and he ran away, leaving his cloak behind."
When Potiphar came home that night, she showed him the cloak and told him the same story.
"This is how your precious slave treated your own wife,"
she said. Potiphar's face turned pale.
"Could Joseph even do something like this? Something so wicked?"
In spite of everything Potiphar knew about Joseph, he believed his wife's lies. Burning with anger, he had Joseph thrown into prison.